This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. Ever wonder how your brain decides what you actually notice? Like, why do some things grab your attention and others just fade into the background?
It's a fascinating question, isn't it? We're used to thinking, you know, the cortex is the main player in consciousness, but it turns out there's more to the story.
So this article talks about a new study that suggests a different part of the brain might be the real boss of awareness.
The thalamus. It's been known as a sensory relay station, but this research suggests it might be much more than that.
It's like the brain's bouncer, deciding what gets through to your conscious mind. Let's dive into this thalamic gatekeeping. So studying consciousness is tricky, right? It's not like we can just stick electrodes in a brain and say, tell me what you're thinking.
Exactly. It's hard to measure subjective experience. Animal models can't tell us what they're aware of, and deep brain regions are hard to access.
But this study found a clever way around that, didn't they?
They used patients who already had electrodes implanted for headache treatment. Perfect opportunity for some brain research.
So they had these electrodes already in place, which is amazing. What did they do with that?
They had patients do a simple task, detecting a briefly flashing icon. They could then compare brain activity when the icon was consciously perceived versus when it wasn't.
Clever. So they could directly link brain activity to awareness, right? And what did they find? Did the cortex light up first, as we might expect?
Nope. The thalamus showed stronger and earlier activity than the cortex when the icon was consciously perceived. They were synchronized, though.
So the thalamus is calling the shots, at least initially. It's not just passively relaying information. That's interesting. This really challenges the idea that the cortex is the sole center of consciousness, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It suggests a more integrated model where the thalamus and cortex work together dynamically. The thalamus might even initiate the transition to conscious awareness.
It's like the thalamus is the gatekeeper, deciding what information gets promoted to the cortex for conscious processing. I see. And it's not just human studies, right? Animal research supports this too?
Yes. Rodent studies showed similar bidirectional communication between the thalamus and cortex during perceptual tasks. It seems to be a general principle.
So this gatekeeping idea isn't just a human thing. That's fascinating. Of course, there are always caveats. What are some limitations of this research?
It's tough to completely separate attention from consciousness. The thalamus might be involved in attentional processes, which could influence the results.
So it's possible the thalamus is involved in focusing attention, but not necessarily in creating awareness itself. A subtle but important distinction, right? What's next for this research? What are scientists planning to do?
They're planning studies with primates whose brains are more similar to humans. This will help refine the findings and better distinguish between attention and consciousness.
And better neuroimaging techniques in humans will help map the thalamus-cortex interaction even more precisely. Makes sense. So to wrap things up, this study provides strong evidence that the thalamus plays a crucial role in filtering sensory information into conscious awareness.
It's a significant step forward in understanding consciousness, moving beyond a purely cortical-centric view.
It's a reminder that the brain is a complex, interconnected system, and consciousness is likely a product of many interacting regions. Absolutely. It's amazing to think that such a small part of the brain could have such a big impact on our experience of the world.
It really highlights how much we still have to learn about the brain and consciousness. It's a field ripe for further exploration.
Absolutely. And this research opens up exciting new avenues for investigation. Yeah, that was a great discussion. Thanks for sharing your insights.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.